So it's Techish AMA time. We asked our Patreon supporters to send in their questions. You know, that's a little privilege they get. And if you want to join them, you got to sub to the Patreon for that. And here are a couple of questions that we're going to try and tackle. So I'm going to read them out and Abba can tackle them for me. I'm joking. So Blessing asks, what do you think is an application or tech or technology that is missing from the current tech landscape?
Are you trying to get a unicorn idea from us, huh?
Yeah, we're not going to give you our startup ideas. Come on. No, I'm joking. What do you think?
So I was listening to a podcast recently, Science Versus. This is not a plug. I just enjoy it. And this is basically like science trying to debunk myths.
Yeah.
And this podcast was about orgasms and like specifically the female orgasm and trying to debunk this myth. Like, is it true that it is like harder for women to reach, you know, climax in sexual activity than men? And what I thought was really interesting about it was like the technology that we use to read the brain and responses to the brain and how our brain reacts and responds to different stimuli, whether it's like a touch or whether it's something spoken to us and something that's said. And then connected to that, I've been reading a lot about trauma and like healing from trauma and how there's all this like interesting research being done to find ways to literally like rewire the neurons of our brain and rewire the way we process memories so that they have less pain. So one of the applications of technology, I wouldn't say it's missing. I just think there isn't enough of it happening, is technology that helps us interpret the relationship between the body and the mind and how our brain responds to different reactions and stimuli, because the unlocking the brain is unlocking us as a civilization. So yeah, that would be my thing. How about you?
So you do want to work at Neuralink. I see your picture for this job. Now, you know what? My one is I want more technology that seeks to protect people rather than exploit them. So I think, why can't we use AI and software to protect you from companies spying on you when you're using products probably too much and it's kind of not necessarily good for your mental health? Like, I know people that have, and myself included, have suffered from a lot of anxiety during this lockdown. Why can't something be like, yo, you're Googling too much, bro. Like, right now, you don't need to be Googling all this type of stuff. You don't need this info. Take a break. You've hit a limit.
Yes, actually, I love that.
Do you know that Facebook is looking at it as like, it's tracking you across these 25 websites right now? Do you really want them? Just like an AI that's there in my service that I can use to protect myself against, you know, tools that are kind of working not against me, but they don't care about me. You know what I mean? They want what they want, which is my attention, my money, my whatever.
Yeah.
And I want a tool that, you know, is privacy, obviously very privacy focused, but serves my interest. Do you know what I'm saying? The other thing I think would be interesting, also kind of on the mental health level, is I know people are kind of working on it already, but is there a way of kind of democratizing therapy more so that
I love that,
you know, this is, I don't know, I think where I don't mind things like GPT-3 and things, you know, bots and stuff like that, is in areas where right now there isn't enough humans to serve the need of people. So if you could have a therapist that was AI driven, that was really, really good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And could help people unwind and just like get their thoughts and bounce it off and do some CBT, I think that would be sick as well.
That would be amazing. Even just someone to talk to, you know what I mean? Like judgment-free space where people can talk to. I like those choices a lot. While you were talking about the first one, like mindful tech that saves us from tech, worth checking out Opal. My friend Amrith works there, but they're all about that. They're helping you use apps consciously. And it's definitely like worth checking that out. And on that second thing around therapy, yes, like I have had so many unsuccessful attempts to access mental health support through what's currently in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Like so much innovation needed there. And I remember reading about this study where someone did build a chatbot to basically just chat to someone.
Yeah.
And in this study, there was like talking to the chatbot or basically like having nothing. And over the period of the study, the people that talked to the chatbot actually had better mental health, reported better mental health than the people that had nothing. So, you know, we could already be there. It's just that people want to profit, you know, hyper-capitalist, billionaire lifestyle. No one invests in well-being.
And also you've got to be, you know, careful. You don't want to build something that actually is making people worse. So if this is built, it has to be done with like control studied. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, we look at people and say, do they actually improve using this tool? You know what I mean? Not just like, oh, I made this app, go use it. You know, good luck. The next question is, so Sterling asks, I hope I'm not too late to submit my question. No, you're not. What are your goals? It could be personal, professional, or both, for the short term and for the long term. So short term is 1 to 3 years and long term is 5 to 10 years. And they say, thank you so much for your time, energy, and insights. Appreciate that. So Abba, what are your short term goals and your long term goals?
Short term, I am the person that never learned how to drive.
Me too, actually.
I was waiting for autonomous vehicles, but I've been waiting a while. Now I have more insight into that space. I'm like, I'm going to be waiting a while.
Yeah.
So short-term goal, want to learn how to drive. And yeah, I think in terms of a long-term goal. Oh yeah. And in the short term, I also want to like be a better angel investor, because this is something I'm like getting into now. And I just want to like, you know, formalize my thesis and really like, yeah, build a solid network and a solid portfolio. So in the long term, I'm hoping some of these angel investments cash out. That's what I'm hoping. I want some acquisitions. I want some IPOs. Hopefully by then I will know how to drive. So I can use some of that cash to buy a Honda E, because those are so cute, and do some really exciting things. You know, it's funny because we were talking about impact when we were discussing like the people that run the BLM organizations and how folks are pushing for more transparency. Like we're also talking about it in the context of Nas and his Queensbridge fund and, you know, oh, how much of that goes back to Queensbridge? Everyone knows I'm Nigerian and Filipino. So, you know, if God willing, in the next 10 years, I'm in a position to do it, I'd love to really start some projects on the ground there, specifically focused on women and education.
That's sick. That's amazing. That'll be dope.
Go, Michael.
My short-term goals, I've got like a few financial goals that I kind of want to hit just to be like, yo, man, that was kind of... that was kind of like, I would love to have hit that when I was younger. So that too. Keep growing what we're doing with Pocket and Techish.
What kind of financial goals? Like,
I can't say that, man. What do you want me to do?
No. But you can like to save a certain amount or to invest amount.
Revenue numbers. Like stuff like that. And then on the complete flip side, short-term goals, I want to learn an instrument. I ain't decided which one. I want to get back.
Can I give you some suggestions?
Go on, talk to me.
Saxophone.
You know what, man? I'm not against that. A lot of people don't play that. Yeah. You know what? That might be hard, but I might look into that. My neighbors will be pissed, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
I have a clarinet if you need one. That's a good starter.
Yeah.
Starter woodwind.
Apparently, wind instruments are really good for mental health because like you're exhaling more than you're inhaling, and when you exhale long, you are kind of like, it's more relaxing to your body basically. So that's a side tangent. Anyways, I used to go back into painting. So a lot of stuff that is like kind of rediscovering myself. It's not even like, you know what I mean? Yeah, so that stuff. And then long-term goals, you know what, I'm at the stage now where I've kind of hit all of my 10-year-ago goals. So you speak to young Mikey, like 22 23, yeah, what's up? Talk to, you know, hairline was better. Talk to young Mikey, 22, 23. Like, what do you want to hit, like, you know, in 10 years' time? I'm kind of at that stage now. So now I have to kind of go into hibernation and kind of discover what are my new long-term goals. I can't tell you that at this stage now. I could tell you what I want to do at 43, at 44, at whatever.
No, me neither.
There's enough. Some of the stuff that you said is similar as well. Like, I would love to go back to anywhere in Africa, really, and do something and help out.
Come with me, man. Nigeria's great.
Why not, man? If they'll accept me, I'll, you know, yeah, why not? And yeah, we'll see, man. That's kind of it. I haven't figured out my long-term goals, but there's a few vague stuff like Africa and like you said. Thank you for everyone submitting those questions. That was really nice. And we're going to do these more and more often, but you got to sub to the Patreon if you want to submit your questions. Thank you for listening.